We're going to start by talking about Regulation A. As many of you know, Regulation A has been around for many years. It's a type of mini registration that allows issuers to sell securities publicly after the SEC staff reviews a kind of short form registration statement, including a disclosure statement for investors, and the securities are not restricted once the procedure is approved by the SEC staff. As part of the Jobs Act, Congress in 2012 required the SEC to expand this type of offering to allow offerings of up to $50 million, which is up from the current limit of $5 million. The SEC responded to that mandate from Congress in December 2013 with a set of proposed rules that's come to be named called Regulation A+. One of the most controversial provisions of those rules was a proposal to preempt state regulation of the new types of offerings under the Jobs Act. Previously, Regulation A offerings had been subject to regulation both by the SEC and by the states, but there had been some concern expressed that one of the reasons old Regulation A wasn't used as much as it perhaps could have been was because of the burdens of state regulation. Marty Dunn is going to tell us about current federal practice under Regulation A and something about the proposed new rules under what's come to be known as Regulation A+. Marty?
Thank you. Hey, good morning, everybody. So Reg A is... I'll take you back. 1991, my first rulemaking project was revamping Reg A because there was worry that Reg A was no longer being used the way it used to be. So nothing is ever new to securities lawyers. Every year is basically the same as last year. It's just you talk about it a different way.